harder. The motor cranked and groaned and finally started, sending a plume of blue and white smoke through the cab. See, it didn't have a muffler or a tailpipe, so all the exhaust smoke came straight out of the manaflubber, whatever you call that thing, and it fumed up the cab so badly, Slim vanished inside a blue cloud. Now and then I caught sight of his hands flapping the smoke around, and I could hear him coughing. He left the motor running and went into the machine shed for his hay shafts, hay hooks, water jug, and sack lunch. When he returned, he pitched me and Mr. Happy up into the seat and pointed a bony finger at the paper sack. That's my lunch. Don't even think about getting into it. Me? Steal his lunch? Why, such a wicked thought had never... By George, it did smell pretty good. Hank, get your nose out of my lunch. Sure, fine. I was just... Boy, friendship sure doesn't count for much on this outfit. Not when there's a scrap of food involved. He threw the truck into first gear, and we were off to the hayfield. Over the roar of the motor, Slim yelled, "She's kind of loud, ain't she?" Yes, loud and smoky. We drove north to the county road, turned right, and followed it east for a mile to the alfalfa patch. There we left the main road and drove out into the field, whose surface was lined with row after row of hay bales. 800 of them. Slim stopped the truck and gazed out at the field. "You know, when a guy's driving down the road and sees a bunch of hay on the ground, it looks kind of pretty. But it changes things when he knows he has to load and stack every stinking bale." We all climbed out of the truck. Slim strapped on his hay shaps to protect his legs from the scratchy hay, pulled on a pair of leather gloves, and seized a hay hook in each hand. Then he went to work. Have we ever gone over the procedures for loading and hauling hay? Maybe not, so let's take a quick review. When one man is doing the job, he parks the truck beside one of the lines of bales and loads up the ones that are within easy walking distance, usually 5 or 6 bales. With a hay hook in each hand, he stabs the hooks into the ends of a bale and lifts it up to his thighs. Holding the bale against his legs, he carries it to the truck and throws it up on the flatbed. After he has loaded 5 or 6 bales, he climbs up onto the bed of the truck and stacks the bales, 2 across and 1 long ways. Then he drives the truck forward and repeats the process. After he's done this about 10 times, he's got a load on the back of the truck, 3 or 4 bales high. He drives the truck back to headquarters, throws the bales off on the ground in the stack lot, and starts building a big haystack that will remain in the lot until we feed it to the cattle over the winter. Then it's back to the field for another load. Over and over, all day. Whew, just talking about it makes me hot and thirsty. See, what you have to remember is that there's no shade in a hayfield, and by noon the temperature might be up in the high 90s or even over 100 degrees. Oh, I forgot to mention that while Slim was loading and stacking hay, we dogs had our own work to do. Every time he picked up a bale, we had to be cocked and ready to dive on any mice or rats that might have taken up residence beneath the bale. So don't get the idea that Slim was the only one working his tail off. Mousing is a very demanding job, and it requires a specialized kind of tail work that most dogs don't even know about. Say, before Slim picks up a bale, we have to be in the lock and load position, whapping our tails back and forth to let him know that we're ready to pounce on whatever dangerous beasts might be lurking under there. Sometimes it's just crickets or beetle bugs, but sometimes it's a field mouse or even a huge pack rat. Pack rats are a special challenge, don't you see? Because they not only can run, hide, and dive into holes, but if you happen to grab one, he'll whip around and bite your lip off. For that reason, we sometimes find it convenient to let the pack rats escape. I mean, who wants to go through life without lips? Those lips are pretty important. Without lips, you can't whistle, smile, pout, or deliver flaming kisses to the lady dogs. And who needs that? So yes, we had developed a special set of procedures for dealing with pack rats. We pretty much left them alone, if you want to know the truth. Anyhow, that's today's lesson on loading, stacking, and hauling hay. It's pretty impressive that a dog would know so much about the hay business, isn't it? You bet. Now, where were we? Oh, yes, in the cool of morning, we hauled 4 loads of alfalfa to the stack lot. And by then, the heat had moved over the hayfield like a heavy blanket. A white ball of sun blazed down on us from a cloudless sky, and there wasn't a breath of wind. Slim had dripped enough sweat to fill a fair-sized bucket, and he was looking a little wilted. He poured some water down the back of his shirt and fanned his face with his hat. If Loper was here, he'd crack the whip and we'd keep a-going. But you know what? He grinned down at us dogs. He ain't here. I finally got him off the ranch. And now I'm gonna take me a big old juicy nap. He frowned. Wait, hold everything. Have I sung you dogs my special deluxe nap-taking song? Drover and I exchanged looks of dread. Oh no, another of his ridiculous songs? Could we stand another one? It was too late for us to run and hide. So we put on our bravest faces and prepared to listen to the tiresome thing. Here's what he sang.